This is New England Public Radio News. More than 130 years after Emily Dickinson's death, scholars and devotees continue to scrutinize her poetry and life story. Writers of screen and stage have also been giving her the treatment. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, another full-length feature film about Dickinson opens this week.
The image and words of Emily Dickinson have been floating in a stream of pop culture for decades. More recently, on refrigerator magnets and t-shirts, she's the subject of memes and hashtags. A few decades ago, it was the 1976 Broadway play The Belle of Amherst, starring Julie Harris. It may have helped perpetuate the caricature of Emily Dickinson as a loveless recluse, reluctant to publish her poems, writing verse behind a closed bedroom door.
Here in Amherst, I'm known as Squire Edward Dickinson's half-cracked daughter. Well, I am. The neighbors can't figure me out.
Jump ahead 35 years and NBC's 30 Rock brings Emily Dickinson into the writer's room.
I have adopted this cat, named her Emily Dickinson. Named her Emily Dickinson.
Liz Lemon, played by Tina Fey, told her colleague she was giving up on love, barreling into spinsterhood, fanny pack and all. And what about that old chestnut about Emily Dickinson's poems published after her death? Was that really her choice or a sign of the times?
I have one more favor to ask of you, Father.
More recently, Hollywood has begun to see Emily Dickinson as a feminist hero who had to work the system. This is from the 2017 biopic, A Quiet Holland, Passion.
The editor of the Springfield Republican.
And the Springfield Republican publishes poetry. I'll write to him.
And the most recent film has a take on Emily Dickinson's intimate relationships.
Wild nights. Wild nights. Were I with thee?
Wild Nights with Emily opens this week, and the storyline is based on a more current take on Emily Dickinson.
I think it's pretty widely accepted at this point by anyone who's working with the letters and poems. Mm-hmm. Emily loved women.
Madeline Olnick wrote and directed Wild Nights as a dramatic comedy. It stars Molly Shannon from Saturday Night Live, and the script taps recent research that has many believing Emily Dickinson and her sister-in-law, Susan, who live next door, were in a serious romantic relationship, and there was much discreet back and forth between the houses.
What was interesting to me was what a soap opera this all was. And also what was interesting to me was how different it was from anything I'd ever heard about Emily Dickinson.
The research belongs to Martha Nell Smith at the University of Maryland. In the 1990s, Smith says she was as surprised as anyone when new technology allowed her to see that Susan Dickinson's name had been physically removed from Emily's poems.
We've been able to see some erasures of Susan's name on the back of certain poems that are like her breast is dipped for pearls that are very sexy. And so while I have worked to read what was erased, there's so much there that's not erased.
The correspondence to Susan and from her as well.
Emily, your poems are ever marvelous to me.
In Wild Nights, some of that correspondence is turned into dialogue.
When you come to me with your fresh pages and I...
In this scene, Emily and Susan are lying in bed. Their pillow talk is literary gossip about Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, about what writers are getting published in The Atlantic, while Emily is not.
That was fun.
Suck the children.
That's before Susan's kids running upstairs interrupt them. What we know for sure about Emily Dickinson is that in her life, the Civil War corresponded with her most intense period of writing. She was outspoken against slavery. It's also known that later in life, she was ill with some kind of kidney disease. That's a good reason not to leave your room. Christopher Benfey is a Dickinson scholar at Mount Holyoke College. He says the poet led a much fuller life than was documented or imagined. And while we may want definitive answers about her, he insists there is little scholarly consensus.
And that's part of the excitement of it. That's the particular challenge or obstacle of it. But for me, Emily Dickinson wanted there to be questions about her. She wanted there to be mysteries about her. Her favorite literary form was the riddle. She knew when she was alive that she was puzzling to other people, and she liked it.
Maybe. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away. When Emily Dickinson wrote that, movies and TV weren't an option, and another show is in production, part of that brand new Apple TV lineup, a coming-of-age comedy series called Dickinson. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.